a hustler's spirit. Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. Radio. A hustler's spirit.
Hey. How's everybody out there doing? We want to welcome all listeners to a hustler's spirit radio. Ken, what's going on with you, buddy?
Everything's great.
All right, man. All right. Judy, how are you doing? You and Greg, how you guys doing?
Fabulous.
All right.
Fantastic. Yeah, okay. Sound like everybody had a good day, a great day. I had a good day, a great day, ripping and running, but it was all good. Up since about 5 this morning and have not stopped. Got a chance to rest for a little bit, and that's fine. And but everything is going great. I know for today's show, I know we left last week with a very interesting possible scenario with Miss Judy. And so we're going to definitely, second part of the show, we're going to definitely talk to her about how did that stubborn spirit come out. So we're going to definitely, you got me, I'm wiggling my chair right now, Judy, so I got to know how that, I got to know.
You won't believe the ending there. You won't believe the ending.
I think we're going to have some fun. Yes. I'm going to believe it. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to blow you away.
Okay. Now, was you there helping too, Greg? Was you there helping too?
No, it was already taken care of.
Okay, all right.
Taken care of. God steps in.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. I know last week we got together and we started talking about dedication and determination. And this is a series of shows for people just tuning in that we're dealing with the economics of the soul. We're dealing with our own or our soul's stimulus package. We're putting a little twist on everything, having a little bit of fun with it. And today, you know, I've got a couple scenarios that happened to me in the course of the week, and I like to share them with people. But also real-world scenarios, too. And we're going to get in today talking about looking at our thoughts as far as what we're manifesting in our lives and the importance of knowing what you want from life. And that's something I think that, you know, all of us, we go through from time to time. We sit down and ask ourselves, do we really want this? We want to touch on today, how focused are we on what we want to do? How focused are we on our goals? We're also going to touch, and we're going to be touching these things and bouncing around, but the ebb and flow of prosperity. Where are your desires? Where exactly are your desires? So we want to be able to kind of get in, and we want to have Greg and Judy come in on the metaphysical side and kind of give us a little insight of detail, insight on how to identify exactly where our desires are. So I know you guys are up for that. And a very important thing we're going to touch on today is, do you spend enough time with your goals? With your goals. Do you spend enough time with your goals? You know, you say you want to have a company, or you say you want to manufacture a product or create a new cure for something, or bring a twist on the hustle game out here, but how much time are you putting on that? You know, you can't expect the big money, the big checks, and you're putting in 5 minutes a day. So it's like, you know, we want to look, take a peek at that and run with that. And the word intention, the infinite source of your potential. I want to say something about that, and I want to start from that, and we work towards that. And I have an e-book that my sister actually printed for me. It's called The Principles of Successful Manifesting, The Quantum excuse me, the quantum method of manifesting your dreams. Spiritual, money, health, relationships, and consciousness. Now, the author had stated here, I'm loving the definition of it, and you guys jump in and let me know what you feel about intention. I know we can all go around the room and talk about it because it's a very important aspect of manifesting. But the author has wrote, attention is probably the most important gift you possess. The word intention comes from the Latin word attender, which means to turn one's mind towards. To turn one's mind or perhaps one's senses, that act or state of applying the mind to an object of sense or thought. It is the act of taking possession by the mind in clear and vivid form of one of several simultaneously possible objects or trains of thought. It implies withdrawal from some things in order to deal effectively with others. And I'm going to end the quote there as far as what's in this ebook, and I believe everybody can go to the website, The Principles of Successful Manifesting. As far as I know, you can download this book for free. It's probably a one-night read, 65 pages. And so far, I have read this book, and I love the book. And if it's free, I suggest everybody go on and take a peek at it. But intention. Now, the one part of what the author has said is that you have to withdraw from something to place your attention on something else. And if you think about it on a day-to-day basis with any of us out here, corporate America, my brothers on the street, my brothers on the grind, people inventing things, I don't care what you do, you have to clean your plate. So when you think about it, no more different than forming a hustler spirit. And by the way, the first page of the website is up, www.ahustlersspirit.com. You can go to the website. We got a little poll going. So you, everybody listening out there, you can go to it, vote. And next week, we'll see how many people we got voting on it. And we go from there. We want to see the results. It's a very simple question, one of many to come. Like I said, it's the first page. I'm happy to have that up. We talked about it for so many weeks, but it is now up. But back to the word intention. You know, I've seen that word, and I've seen the meaning of it face to face. I've seen it soul to soul, and it is very important. And definitely in what you're trying to do with your goals and what you're trying to do with your money, what you're trying to do with your health, we must have attention on our desires. We must have attention on our goals. We must have attention on that end of the finish line. And we have to clean some of the trash and some of the garbage that we have lingering. We've got to clean that out. I mean, we got to clean that crap out. We got to just say, hey, you know, springtime's coming. I got to get myself in shape. I got to get corporate ready. I've got to get radio ready. I've got to get CEO ready. So those are the things that, you know, and then you got to attend to them. We've got to dedicate to them. We've got to have consistency behind them. I see nothing out here that works that we don't have consistency. You know, looking to chip away at those things day by day, minute by minute, second by second. And very, very important. And it is. It is it's a wonderful gift to have once we have complete understanding of how it implies into the manifesting process. You know, when you manifest something, what's going on with that? You know, and definitely I will also, and just, you know, I can't press enough on my own end of physical movement. You know, we can attend to some things, we can place our attention there, but we got to have physical movement with it.
And I think, hey, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right on the money, but yet you have to start with self. And something told me to. I have these the Voice of Wisdom cards, and if you can bear with me for a second.
No.
Don Miguel Ruiz, and he reminds us of the profound and simple truth: the only way to end our emotional suffering and restore our joy in living is to stop believing in lies, mainly about ourselves. He shows us how to recover our faith in the truth and return it to our own common sense. Then he opens the door to a reality that we once perceived when we were 1 and 2 years old, a reality of truth, love, and joy. And I spread these cards out, and I picked a card, and it's really perfect. It says, I am what I am. I accept myself as I am. I don't need to please other people by pretending to be what I am not. I can never be what I am not. I can only be me, and that's it. And you got to start with yourself. You got to start from the inside out. And once you can get rid of all that old baggage and you resurrect and become anew, that's when everything starts manifesting.
No, that is 100% right there. That's right. You know, everything starts from within. And I think when we have a better understanding of self, I think the process of jumping into that prosperity flow, seeing things manifest instantly, I think it's not a problem. It's not a problem. But when you're doubting yourself, you know, and it's so funny that you say that, but when you're doubting yourself, you have to ask, you know, where are my core desires? And you're going to give mixed signals towards the universe if you're doubting yourself. You know, that's like, oh, I want money. Oh, I want to be a millionaire. But, oh, I can't handle it. Oh, I don't think I can do it.
Right. You got to believe in yourself before other people can believe in you.
Exactly. I mean, that mental state kind of gives you a plunger effect, like you're plunging the toilet, up, back and forth, back and forth. If you ever see it, you know, like you look through the pipes and you see the pipe, you know, if you see it move a little bit, you see it come to you a little bit, you see it move to you a little bit, I think that is a positive point to look at. Man, you've got to know it within yourself. I tell you something. I had somebody call me today, a friend of mine call me today, and they're basically catching hell at work, flat out. They're getting tag teamed with people, and they can't see where it's coming from. Me, myself, personally, and knowing this person, I can see where it's coming from because they haven't been necessarily the best example, necessarily. You know what I mean? And I've explained to them that even though you believe that you're okay at work, but where are you and what are you doing to create this reality within your life away from work? What are you? Well, what are you doing? You know, and I think, too, in getting deeper within ourselves and being honest with ourselves, it's quicker to see where these things are coming from that you can go ahead and make your adjustments. You know what I mean? And understanding that we're like radios, two-way radios. So if I'm not quite right on one end, or I'm not quite proper on one end, or I'm not vibrating high enough on one end, I can change my frequency. But if you don't know that you can do it as part of knowing yourself, if you don't know that you have that control, then I'm looking at this person falling like a slave to other people at their job, other energies at their job, and basically said to me today, I hate my job. And I told them, I said, let me say this to you, Holmes. I said, just that statement alone, with enough emotion that you got backed on that statement, it's a good chance, dude, you're going to start manifesting something. Because that could be a high enough impression on the universe, it's done. And there's nothing that you're going to be able to do to retract that, because you can't retract it. You're going to have to learn possibly how to vibrate higher than it, you know, or treat it like a pendulum. But now you got to recognize if something else comes, where did this start from? So I said, you know, you have to be weary of what you talk about and what you say. And I've just noticed that within people. I got another scenario today, too, that's very funny, that I'm still doing my testing point of receiving, that I said for 30 days that I'm going to receive every single thing that comes my way. There's not a don't want in the bucket. It's not a don't want nothing. I'm receiving everything. I'm picking pennies up off the ground. I'm taking any type of compliments that you're giving me with an open heart. I'm taking anything that you're giving away free. I'm taking it all. Because in understanding that, too, that universe sees everything as energy, moving energy. So if I say I want prosperity and I'm looking at a penny or a dime and I don't want to pick it up, I'm giving that sign to universe. You know, that's not a good sign, in my opinion, because the universe not giving a hoot whether it's a million or a penny. It's energy. I want that energy. So that's kind of what we're talking about there. Listen, let's hold that thought. Take a quick break. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A hustler's spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
How's everybody doing out there? Joining us again, this is Jim Ferguson from A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Joining me, my co-hosts, Judy, Ken, and Greg. Listen, I know before we went to break, we talked about the energy and the universe being neutral, but we also talked about the fact of knowing oneself and also being able to determine and look at our desires. That's very, 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 very important. And I'm going to say this, and I know, Greg, you've got something to say too, but I definitely want to say this. I've seen, as far as industry, I've seen these people out here. I've had conversations with folks, and I have seen them go out with the proper intention, proper for what they're trying to do. I mean, it's proper for what they're trying to do, but yet also not having a full understanding of themselves and causing themselves a lot of havoc because they don't understand themselves. They're not quite understanding how they're vibrating, because the majority of the people, when you say how you're vibrating, you know, it's a misunderstanding with that. But the fact of the things that they do, the acts that they do, and the things that they say are counterproductive to their goals. I mean, and whatever you got to do out there, whatever you got to set forth out there, good to go, whatever it is. You know, don't set up and follow nobody else's dreams. Own your own. That's the perfect thing.
Well, a lot of people don't know how to move forward on their own. I mean, you have to learn how to let go and learn how to stop when it's necessary. I mean, in the meaning of saying stop, I mean stop at nagging at somebody or doing something, and you can't even see it, you know, that you're doing that.
Well, that's counterproductive.
You
know, that's counterproductive.
When someone tells you or gives something back to you,
mm-hmm. Hold on one second, Judy. Go ahead.
And you feel like you're being picked on, or something's not going right your way. You just like you said earlier, you have to take a look at yourself.
Exactly. That's an excellent point. Judy, now what are you saying, sweet?
One of the things that works for me every time is when I get in one of those places, I stop and I ask the universe, how may I serve here? And all the doors open and everybody stands back, because the universe steps in and opens all the doors for you. If you ask, how can you serve this situation? Because you start trying to push the envelope when you do that. You run into walls if you try to push the envelope. But if you stand back and let the universe do it for you, every time I say, how may I serve, doors open beyond my wildest dreams. Like, I just had a full class tonight. You know, how may I serve these people? And boom, I had a room full of people tonight. Never have happened. But I stood back. I know my intention was to teach about the universe and energy, so I said, how may I serve? And the room filled up with people. Right. All you have to do is ask, how can I help? How can I serve? And God just opens it up. Pours money in your pocket, That's the whole nine yards.
You know what, too? I'm gonna tell you something, too. That is part of the law of least effort. And,
yes.
And homie corrected that, because what that does is you're not trying to be any type of, you're not trying to have or do or be a part of any resistance of what the universe is trying to give you. And what's going on with people today, if you can sit back and be a fly on the wall, they're causing, they're responsible for their reality. What's so funny about it, even if you say, you know what, to some good friends, do you really hear yourself? And sometimes you got to actually play a sneak game and record them. Because the average person, if you listen to them, you sit back and say, man, I can see why you jacked up money-wise. Listen to what you're saying. You're saying on one end you want something. But then on the same end, you tripping out here talking about how rough it is, how jacked up it is. It's going to give you what you... And where's your higher emotion at? Your higher emotion is not...
It always needs to be in service. The people who serve are the people that reach the highest.
Yeah.
When you study great people in history,
right,
they're here to serve. And the universe will present you with ideas and creativity and money, everything you want.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely,
exactly.
Everything you want.
I mean, I'm living proof of that. I am living proof of that. But you know what's so funny? When you say that, it's also very important. Anybody out there listening and people listening, you don't, and that's where finding balance at, you don't lose yourself on serving.
No,
you
never.
You place yourself number one. And I think, see, some people, because of different religions or different upbringings, they actually lose themselves. They don't, it's like, I can't tell this guy no, or I can't tell this company no, or I can't tell this, you know, if I'm too stretched and I don't want to do this, this is not, you know, affluent for me. This is, you know, this is not prosperous for me, but I gotta serve. They lose their freaking minds. I mean, you can do that, but universe does not want you to lose yourself for its purpose. It's gonna take care of it. Anytime you can come in and handle mankind and help towards mankind, you've got the flow of universe coming. If you can put out the proper message, and I'm not saying right or wrong message, I'm just saying a higher vibrating message. It's pleasing. That energy is pleasing. Baby, it's coming. Everything you need is coming. And if you can put that first instead of putting necessarily financial things first, the finances are going to follow. You know what I mean?
Oh,
great people, great people are going to do great things. They're going to get great energy back. And that's really what
that's
we look when we look at money. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you have to break the old stereotypes of the negativity on yourself. Like you're saying, I'm not worthy, so I have to serve, and I can't be abundant and all that. And as I said, I asked her to give me the right information to add to the show with these cards, and I just pulled the card. And here's another card that says, lies blind our faith and lead us nowhere. And it says, when lies blind our faith, we fall into the illusion that we are separate from God, and we lose our power of creation. Real faith is having faith in life, faith in ourselves, faith for no reason. From this point of power, we can create whatever we want to create.
And the reason you want to serve, Jim, is because God is created to serve us, period, end of story.
Yep.
So if you make that a reciprocal action, you just tipped into the best creative energy you can possibly get.
Exactly.
You always want to be in alignment with the universe. The universe is here to serve us, so I want to serve, and it gives back every time.
And that's an excellent dynamic exchange. And that's also a pact that we made when God created, with the all or infinite intelligence or however you want to call it, when that was created within the mind of God itself, it was created because we asked for it to a point that we wanted to create and be more like it. And in being more like it, this is our launching pad. When I tell people when I'm in the street, I say, man, the earth is our launching pad. This is our launching pad for us. This is a a virtual college. This is a virtual game. This is a however you want to call it, to ease off some of the stress and strain that the mass media, religions, and different things out there want to place on things. If you can just put the fun back in it and get the creativity up high, you can say, well, if this is a game, then I'm free to create.
But we also have to, like, put ourselves in a situation of, like, when I used to work on cars and we buy a used part and we have a thing that we initial a used part, we call it LKQ, and that's like kind quality. We have to surround ourselves with the same likeness, the same kindness, and the same quality of everything that we choose. I mean, you can't put yourself with a bad person over here that think you're gonna achieve a lot of stuff because it just don't happen. That's just like on a new car. Eventually, you're gonna find out what I did. You're gonna see I put this no good raggedy part on your brand new car.
Exactly.
And we have to put ourselves in that kind of situation where we're picking kind and quality things.
Think about it, it's true. We got to realize when the situation, person, place, or thing is not for us and break free. That's a situation I think we all can attain, you know,
and we
can attain
to.
Let it put it behind you.
Four things before we started the show. We have to learn to forget things and also forgive things too. Just let them, leave them aside.
Let them go.
I know for myself, if I don't do that, it destroys a lot of stuff that I have in my mind and my heart to press on, to move, to keep moving, and to make that movement all the time. If I don't let it go or try to find a way to release it, I always run into trouble.
Yeah, I think a lot of people out there listening can definitely relate to that, because what's happening with that is energy draining. It's almost like putting yourself in a living coma. And then when you get like that, you can't, your creativity is robbed. I mean, it's like the scenario of having water go through a hose, but yet the hose itself has multiple holes in it. And you're losing pressure, you're losing volume, you're losing all that. It's not being directed to where exactly you want to place it to. So if you got people picking with you different things that you haven't let go, those are holes that are in you, that your substance, your infinite. I mean, when we turn on a water spigot, we don't think about, well, the water's going to end. You can turn that thing on for the next 10 years. It's going to keep running. That's how the universe is, the same basic way. It's blasting you all the time. But at the same time, if you've got different holes, whether it's in your auric field, whether it's just, you know, things in your life that's going on, you know, you can't quite put a finger to them, it's energy robbing. It just robs you. You know what I mean? It's almost like, dude, too, if you got situations in front of you or in your path, it's like having a ring around your hose and somebody squeezing it, or a pair of vice grips. And man, then you know, you can't get the volume, you can't get the pressure, you can't get the things to move, the things that you need to have done. I mean, that stuff right there, even the workplaces, you know, that can be just energy draining. But here's the deal of it all, and I think this is one of the most important things for everybody to understand, is that we have to get in practice of identifying where it's coming from. In talking to so many people that I talk to, they see these things happening in their lives. They see the things, they see what they're not obtaining. They see these challenges, these bumps in the road, but yet they cannot jump past that normality state and figure out where is it coming from. See, it's easy for us to place blame out here to other scenarios, people, the man, the this, the that. That's a hogwash full of bullshit. Because where is it coming from? Now, we know we all have our own personal realities. We know that we need to remember that we control those things. If you don't like the station playing, turn the station dial to another station. It's just that simple with us. And sometimes the simple things are just that hard for us to do. But it's just that. I mean, I've experienced it. I've seen it. And I think it's something else. Oh, that thought, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey, welcome back. This is Jim Ferguson for A Hustler Spirit Radio. Got everybody back and going. And we had left on break, we're coming back, talking about the fact of identifying where these things or challenges are coming within our life. And I think, and everybody had a wonderful point about that, but I really want to get in depth with a point of that too, is that we have to realize that what we're thinking and saying is directly related to what's going on in our lives.
Amen.
What's in our heart, how we're thinking. See, I can go out here, and let's say I go out here and I can do A, B, and C. I can do it. I can make sure that I have a pure of heart. Now, what I say by that, and all my people that's listening out there, I'm not saying that you've got to walk, quote unquote, a straight line of the laws that are represented on this plane. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
What I'm saying is that you walk with a pure heart of your highest vibrating intentions of what it is you're trying to do. See, people get caught up in that, well, this is against the law, or that's not what the law, or this is not what, and I'm not talking, that there's laws that supersede all of this stuff down here. This stuff here, you, once you come to a certain amount of knowledge, that these situations that they put on you here is for controlling purposes. That's the only thing you put on controlling purposes. Once you realize how these laws work, you realize that these laws are neutral. What your act of what you do is neutral. It's what you place on it by your levels of purity of heart or your intentions on what it is you're trying to do. I'll make a quick example. You go, let's say you got, I'm going to use a man for existence. Let's use a man. Okay. Something happens to a family and you feel that you need to go over to the house and bring some food to the home for these families, for the family. But your act in bringing the food, that's perfect, but your intention is to check out and to try to get with the guy's wife. Let's just keep it real. You just jacked up what it is you done. You understand me what I'm saying? What I mean by that is you got to be careful what you set in motion by your intention. The intention was not to bring the food. The intention was see the woman at the house. You feel what I'm saying? So with that, what are you saying? So
we, right.
Huh?
You'll screw it up if you do that.
Exactly.
You'll make the matter even worse than it was. And you bring
exactly.
You bring negative spirits in with you when you do
but
that.
But guess what? It's coming on your ass. Not necessarily coming on the family. But it's coming on you. So when I say that, now let's change. Let's flip the scenario. Let's just flip it. Family going through some things. You've got some extra residual cash. You want to go out, buy $200 worth of groceries and different things that you need to get done. You go there with the purity of mind and soul and heart. Drop it off with mind and soul and heart. You wish the family well. You respect the man's home. You respect the man's family. You move on. No problem. That situation no problem. You're not looking for nothing. It's unconditional. You do it, you're fine. I can give you multiple other examples of situations out here with people in the street, with hustlers, and they can't figure out why they can't make it work. Companies, people making, having companies, people creating new ideas, new products. Why can't they make it work? Well, what's your intention behind what you're doing? See, the act is fine. Universe sees it nothing but moving energy. But now, what are you putting on it? And that's a very important part, because in talking
you're
to
not
people,
serving.
Exactly.
You're not
by that act. Yes. Yes.
And here you go here, because I just picked another card, and it's right on the money again. Faith is the power. Faith is the power of creation that all humans have. If we invest our faith in a lie, that lie becomes true for us. If we believe we are not good enough, then they will be done. Then thy will be done. We are not good enough. If we believe we will fail, we will fail. Because that is the power and magic of our faith. So it all depends on what you're believing in yourself. And if you're holding all the old paradigms of being knocked down and everything else, what you believe in is what's going to manifest.
So that's it. And guess what? I'm going to put a twist on it. Not only what you believe consciously, but what you believe unconsciously.
Oh, definitely.
If you say you believe it consciously, but you don't unconsciously, you'll see the unconscious thing come true.
That's exactly it. And I think, too, and even twisting on that, Judy, a lot of people say something on the conscious level, but they have no earthly good on that unconscious level. And with that, they just can't figure it out. Where is it coming from? Well, what is your major thoughts? What are you thinking about? So it's an exercise. I think, Ken, you got something to say, but it's an exercise I'm going to throw out there that was brought up to me to be able to identify your major thoughts all the time. Because, you know, our minds jump around like little bugs on a wall. They jump. Now, what are you going to say, Big Daddy?
Well, we were talking about something maybe a couple weeks ago. We have to establish our own reality, our own choices, and our own beliefs and our own path. If I have something that I need from my cousin and I ask him and he doesn't give it to me, I should never form an opinion and say, well, he could have done it and I know he had it and he could have did it for me, but he didn't do it and it just messed up everything for me. Because if you don't establish your own path, You can get past all that. If you have a need, if someone is really there for you and gonna help you, there's always another person out there that will do the same thing. And if you can't find it there, you have to just move on and find that reality of what you need and what best fits you.
Yeah, I know. I think I got what you're saying, but I'm gonna tell you something else. I think one of the points that I can take from what you just said was the fact of that if you got turned down, you're knocking the judgment part down, but you don't want to have and start judging consciously unconsciously on that person, because you're going to sabotage yourself on your goal. And that's what you're saying. You're just saying you're taking that, forming a opinion about this person. You're locking it down with emotions. And guess what? Exactly what you say, you know, and what you locked on emotion, you're going to bring to yourself. And I'll go back to what you were saying, too.
I know someone purposely did that to me this winter.
Right.
They did some stuff to me where he could have, like, he felt like he was helping me out. But what he did, he didn't let me have that work that he was, he told me, well, I got this and I'm going to always look out for you. But he did something different. But each and every time that he needed me, I still was there and did what I said I was going to do, even though I know what he did.
Right.
You know, because I didn't want that to wreck my path and the wreck the way I established myself and the way I do things.
Right.
And I don't want anyone to be able to have that to say about me or anything that I'm affiliated with to taint it.
Right. But I see everything you deal with him was choice, though. See, everything is choice. We give choice and we allow what his actions have done or did. If we don't move away,
I won't have a conscience. I won't have anything to do with it. And I'll be done with it. I'll be clean. I don't even have to talk about it anymore.
Right, but see, but even now, even dropping it down straight to the bucket, what he did, it still affects you now. Because I can listen to you emotionally wise, you might be bitter about it, or you might be angry about it because it was dealing with some money. And it's quite natural, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you got to make sure that those residual thoughts in you don't slow you up on your path of what you're doing now because of what dude did.
No, actually put me in a better position because I can maintain and take care of everything that I do now.
Well, which is ultimately your
nerve.
Right. Which is ultimately your responsibility anyway.
Exactly.
See, that's also something I told the person. I said, the stuff that's happening to you, I said, if I told you that you're responsible for it, how would you digest that? And the person can't believe it. They can say, well, I understand, but I can tell you didn't understand what I just said. I said, these people that's coming at you, giving this whack crap to you, can you understand that you're responsible for it? Well, yeah, but I mean, dude, but I didn't know. Ho, man. Can you really understand that? See, that's another level, too, of people understanding. Well, my job let me go. Okay, they're responsible. Your job's not responsible, dude. You're responsible. Your job's not responsible. Well, homie stuck me up in the corner, man. I went out and I got robbed for $345. Dude did it to me. That's fine. Dude did do the act to you. But if I told you that you're responsible for that, how would you look at me? You know, what the hell do you mean, Jim? Think about it, dude. Your actions, everything led up to that point where you got robbed. Did you have to be there? So, you know, those are things that we want to do.
Every decision he made put him there.
Thank you.
He needs to make him aware that every decision he made put him there where he got taken advantage of.
Collectively, everything. Not only your decisions, your actions, too. Collectively. Now, you know, and it's just, I mean, we can even talk about up here in Cleveland, and it was a brutal, brutal situation up here. A guy last week actually went on a shooting spree. He went home to his wife, and wife he had just married, and he had some stepkids, and it was another friend over to the house. You might have heard it on the news or might have been on CNN, but basically, how many people was there, man? Six people, five died, one lived? Is that what the number? I'm not sure what the number was.
Exactly.
But basically what happened was people didn't know necessarily the inside story. See, when we look at stuff and stuff happens, the first thing we do is we look at the news and we're looking at it in multiple dimensions. And long story short, what happened was homie was pressed. He was pressed by the people that the two grown adults that he actually shot. They pushed a button to a point where dude had asked them. And it took another child, the child that lived, to actually give an account of what went on. And if you say that to certain people, they're not really trying to hear that. But as we deal with the metaphysical side, we all are able to sit down and discuss that and realize that, yes, they're dead, but yes, they just changed their energy vibration. The physical body, the lower vibrating point that we see is gone, but the actual spirit itself will never die. Oh, people ain't trying to hear that shit when you have a shooting spree like that. We can talk about it, and there's people out there of knowledge can talk about it, but long story short, he was pressed.
So at a time.
He was pressed. And it's a horrendous thing to do and to have happen to a family, but it was, you know, but when you look at it, there's always a story behind a story, is basically what I'm trying to say, is that when you look at that, what went on, you know what I mean? Give us a break. We'll be back.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustlers Heroes Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Got a few more minutes. I want to cover up some stuff. Break, Greg, I heard you say something about when Ken was talking, you had pulled up a card.
Yeah, when Ken was talking about the guy telling him the story, and I pulled the card, and it says, don't believe anybody else. It says, listen to other people tell their story, but don't believe them. You know that it's just a story. You don't have to agree with what they say, but keep your heart and mind open. Sometimes other storytellers come from their integrity, and your own integrity will recognize the truth right away. That was
like it.
True.
Yeah, I definitely like that. And I think I didn't want to make sure that we were on that subject matter. And that's perfect, because the staying focused part is so important. Focused on ourselves, focused on what we're doing. Judy had talked about when I had mentioned about this person not recognizing what's happening, responsible for it. You know, you try to simplify some of it so a person that's calling you up, that you can tell that they honestly need help. But at the same time, you're just trying to get them. And it took me a second some time ago to realize, that is the exact point. Whether it's money deals that went bad, whether it's promotions that went bad, whether it's whatever it might have been, guess what? I'm responsible for it. And just in saying that and just in believing it, it's a sense of freedom. It just frees you up.
It does, because even like for me, a lot of the stuff that's going on right now is making me become more focused and more dedicated to what I need to be dedicated to achieve everything that I want to achieve in the way I want it done. It makes me get down on what I need to get down and do the best that I can do.
Exactly.
After I'm done at the end of the day, and when I wake, and even in the middle of the night, I'm still at it, and I'm functioning, and I'm at the greatest part of my life, and I feel it coming. The more and more I get into this, and I'm here, it is nothing greater.
It massages your soul. What you're having
coming from integrity, though. If you stay in integrity and love, it'll all manifest. But if you start coming from greed,
it will unroll. It will unroll in the highest way possible if you stay in your integrity.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
And that'll benefit everybody. You know, that family will come out on the better end of this stick, as hard as that is to believe. It will come out on the better end of the stick.
Exactly.
So that's
exactly.
Everybody that got killed, they'll come out on the better end of the stick.
Exactly. Because when you look at it on the metaphysical side, you really don't know what contract the souls had with one another anyway. We really don't know. We really had no idea. That act alone could have changed the next door neighbor's situation. See, once we know
it could save
the
whole family. It could save other families from doing that.
How many people learn from that? How many people it has affected them in a way that, you know, yeah, there might be some changes going on. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we just don't understand, and that's another thing too that we're definitely going to tap on. That is just souls contracts. Souls have contracts between souls. And sometimes on this plane, we forget that, you know, there are contracts. There are certain things that happen that we've actually asked to happen. You know, we've charted into ourselves. So that's another section of metaphysics also. But we're just not walking around here with a whole bunch of chance all the time. You know, everything is for us, once we understand it, is calculated scientific moves for our goals. If I know that I put an hour in a day on a subject, then in a certain amount of years, months, and time, I'm going to be an expert on that subject. But I also know that if I don't put an hour in and I put 5 minutes, it's going to take that long or that much longer on a time frame scale. And that's important, too. You know what I mean? And at the same time, I think what I'm feeling with the small amount of people that I allow into my inner circle is basically confusion. It's a lot of confusion, a lot of not trusting their ability. And I think once you trust your ability, you feel good about stepping out. It's just like I wanna take dance classes. I wanna learn how to Latin dance. I want to get my Rico Suave on, baby. I want to wear my tight pants and my pointed boots. That's what I want to do. Y'all can laugh all you want to, but I'm going to do it. You feel me what I'm saying? And I want to go out there and I want to do the cha-cha, man, and I want to do the tango. I want to learn how to do that. And until I step out of that box, come on. You know, I want to, and then I, you know what? I want to, ballroom dancing. I want to do that too.
We're going to make sure you get the rose in your mouth.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to tell you something else I'm going to do. I'm going to take this course. You guys are funny. I'm going to take this course called Landmark. There's a 3-day course called Landmark. And it's dealing with metaphysics, but it's also dealing with breaking out of that normality state. Because you're most successful people out here. We're most successful when we're out of that normality state. When we get out of that, man, and start saying, you know what, dude, I can do whatever wherever my imagination takes me, I can do it. And going back to the what we talked about before, all these other scenarios are capable, if you allow them to rob your imagination. And that's what we don't want. No matter what you do out here, I don't care if you're on a corner somewhere. I don't care if you're in the street. I don't care if you're putting it down with a hammer swing, man. You've got to have imagination. You got to keep that very high. That's got to be very high. You got to feel good about yourself. So we want to push people out there and ourselves. You know, we're not raising ourselves high above any listeners out there and everybody else out there. We're all collectively the same. We want to make sure that we vibrate high all the time. All the time. Stay focused on your goals. You're going to have some pitfalls, maybe, maybe not. I've had situations where I have no pitfalls. Absolutely no. It's so scary, I don't even have the challenges. You know, when you're just in sync, when you're just in that synchronicity with universe, there is no pitfall. There is no challenge. Man, you're just flowing.
And here's a card to add right to that.
Let me hear it.
The best moment of your life are when you are being your authentic self. When you are in your creation of doing what you love to do, you become what you really are again. You are not thinking in that moment. You are expressing. Your emotions are coming out, and you feel great. And that's exactly what you did. You want to dance. You want a ballroom dance. Well, go for it. Whatever you want to do.
Exactly. Because you know why I want to do it? Because, you know, you've got a certain amount of shyness or I don't know and how I'm going to look and blah. But you know what, man? Screw that.
You ain't even got to care, just like you said about the hammer. If you get a hammer, study the hammer and learn how to use it.
Learn how to use it. That's true. That's true. I tell you something, man. My father used to tell me, he would say, no matter what you do, I don't care what it is you do. He said, Jim, as long as you believe in it, as long as you believe it to be your truth, then keep doing it. But one thing he did say, he said, but if you go swing that hammer, baby, then you make sure you let it fly. He's like, man, don't get up in there. It's like you could be listening to some dudes on a roof, and you could see them dudes roofing when they used to be using hammers and not them. You can even tell by a hammer gun. You can tell somebody up there know how to use that hammer, son. You understand me what I'm saying? You can tell by the rhythm of that swing, baby, and I want my rhythm of my swing to be as tight as possible. I don't want no breaks in the rhythm. I want to swing. I want to hear that noise. I want to feel that vibration, and I want to keep it going. And if need be, I want to go through the roof. Baby, I want to slam through the roof. So with that, man, with that, anybody else got anything to say? Because I think we got about 2 minutes.
Well,
we got to get out of here.
If you become that hammer and you become that swing, just become it, you'll be the best. Those are the people, they become what they're doing in the instant moment. You'll drive more nails than anybody. If you just become the hammer, you become the swing, you go into a cosmic rhythm, and you can out-hammer anybody. Become whatever you're doing in the instant. Just become what you're doing in the instant.
That's exactly
and
what I'm talking
about. Anything
hey,
you want to do.
Judy, I got something to ask you. How'd you swing that hammer with the guy you worked on at the house?
Well, but I had the hammer swing. I was about 5 minutes out from getting there, and I called the house, and the gentleman had just died 2 hours earlier.
You?
And I was stunned, and I was talking to his brother on the phone, and I hung up. As soon as I hung up, his mother called me. And as she's talking to me, she's just blown away. This guy was just 42 years old and had a stroke.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking about the guy with the spirits in his house. So
he
what died. Happened? His spirit, the guy that I was supposed to help, he bugged the house of ghosts. He had died. But what happened, he was in my car with me as I'm talking to her. And he tells me that he set this whole thing up so that I would be there for his mother as she was going through this. In other words, he knew he was going to die on a soul level. He didn't know consciously, but subconsciously he knew he was going to die. So
he needed Judy to be there for his mother.
And stimulating.
He set me up to be there for his mother, and I'm working with his mother now.
Radio. There's the master plan. There is it. We're going to cover that up next week, too.
Radio.
Yep, that's it. We're going to cover it up. Master plan. Listen, we're out of time. We appreciate everybody listening out there. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week and a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I truly wish everybody the best. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Don't eat no old cake.
Take care. Have a great week, guys.
Day.
All right, buddy.
Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio.